AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Explosions through the night in southern Lebanon. Norman Hall has the latest.
The Israeli military says it has begun a limited localized operation against Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. It said it was carrying out what it calls targeted ground raids in villages close to the Israeli border. The targets, it said, pose an immediate threat to Israeli communities in northern Israel. The latest operation follows Monday's warning to Iran from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that there is nowhere in the Middle East that his country can't reach. The warning comes days after an airstrike south of Beirut killed the leader of Hezbollah, which is backed by Tehran. I'm Norman Hall.
The Pentagon's released video of a startling interaction between a Russian jet flying near Alaska and a U.S. plane sent to intercept it. It shows the Russian fighter coming from behind the camera and swooping by the U.S. plane just feet from it. The interaction happened a week ago and follows a series of Russian entries into the Alaska Air Defense Identification Zone, which is just beyond U.S. sovereign airspace. Meantime, the Russian government has proposed record defense spending, 32.5% of its spending next year, for defense. Supplies airlifted into the mountains of North Carolina. Hurricane Helene's death toll has topped 130. And a judge in Georgia has struck down the state's abortion law.
The law took effect 2 years ago and effectively prohibits abortions beyond 6 weeks of pregnancy. In his order, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney wrote, "Liberty in Georgia includes in its meaning, in its protections, and in its bundle of rights, the power of a woman to control her own body, to decide what happens to it and in it, and to reject state interference with her health care choices." Governor Brian Kemp says once again, the will of Georgians and their representatives have been overruled by the personal beliefs of one judge. The ruling, if it stands, means the state returns to the previous law, allowing abortions until roughly 20 weeks. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Pete Rose has died at the age of 83. With 4,256 hits, he was Major League Baseball's career hits leader. But he was banned from the game for gambling on it, saying in 2015,
"I want baseball and Pete Rose to be friends. That's all I want for it. So I can say I'm not an outsider looking in."
He earned the nickname Charlie Hustle with the Reds in Cincinnati, and in 2016 they erected a statue of him, making his iconic headfirst dive.
"I wasn't diving for me, I was diving for you. I was hitting for you. I was trying to score runs for you."
And while he never made the Baseball Hall of Fame, he was inducted into the Reds Hall of Fame.
"I can honestly tell you, to date, this is the biggest thing ever to happen to me in baseball."
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.